1. Begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 10:17 p.m.
What? Yeah, no, that doesn't seem right. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, the time at which we always begin the dubious goals committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the dubious goals committee. That's an extraordinarily important job. Why? Because that means I'm the guy who pours the tea. Yummy. Delicious Dahong Pao today. Again. But today I'm drinking the quality stuff. I was drinking the cheap Dahong Pao yesterday. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yes. Yes, I am cooking for my son and his wife. It's his 30th birthday. No, it's not. But we might have to get into that here in a little bit. But before doing anything else at all, everybody already knows what needs to happen. And of course, we need to hear the sexy voice of our favorite numbers lady. So, hey numbers lady, what are the numbers?
3, 9, 7, 1, 5. 3, 9, 7, 1, 5. 3, 9, 7, 1, 5. 3, 9, 7, 1. 5, 3, 9, 7, 1, 5.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This can't be good. No. I think numbers lady has blown a gasket. I think she's blown a transistor. What's happening? What's wrong with numbers lady? Oh my god. What do you think is wrong with numbers lady, Pippa? Pippa is sitting here. She's waiting for me to get the banky pit ready. Okay, I'll get a kitty business pit ready for my kitty. Get in here. Come on. Get your kitty butt in the banky pit. All right, so we got kitties on the banky. We got numbers lady on the fritz. Wow. Everything's getting a little weird. What else could happen? If everything's going this bad already, if things are starting to fall apart already, Where are we going with this show? My God, are we waiting for a disaster to happen? Are we waiting for Uncle Grandpa to show up with his banana na 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 na?
Banana na na.
Give me a banana na.
Banana.
Oh, there we go. Thanks, Uncle Grandfather. So there is some normalcy that has returned.
Banana na na.
Because we got banana na 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 na. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Okay, I officially now have Pippa flopped over in the kitty business pit, doing some kitty business. Hopefully she won't try to fall asleep because she knows the rules that there's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. But as much as I'm trying to sit here and concentrate on what my cat is doing, I am internally conflicted. You know, I mentioned that I was cooking for my son and his wife. I don't have a son. And even if I did, he probably wouldn't have a wife. But that's from a song that I think we're going to need to hear. We're going to need to hear this early in the show. Normally I don't play any music this early. But this is Chibo Mato with Birthday Cake. Shut up and eat.
Sweet. Yes, I'm cooking for my son and his wife. It's his 30th birthday. Pour berries into my bowl, a had milk over 2 months ago. It's moldy, Mom, isn't it? I don't give a flying fuck, bro.
Well, of course your love is very sweet with all that extra sugar, extra salt, extra oil, and MSG. God, they're great. But by which, of course, I mean Chibo Mato, the band, is great. Extra oil, extra salt, extra sugar, and MSG. Those are also great. But need to be consumed in moderation. You gotta know your foods. That's the whole point. You have to know what's in your food. You know I'm concerned with food. I like to eat food. Of course, when I'm not drinking tea. Especially the yummy Dahong Pao. It's so delicious. But yeah. Food. You gotta know about it. You have to understand what food is. It's your fuel. It's the fuel that makes your human engine run. So it's pretty critical. And now that I'm thinking about food, now I'm getting hungry. And I'm kind of excited because I do have sandwich stuff. I'm pretty excited. You know, I got the tomato, got the lettuce, I got the baby Swiss cheese, I got the good breads, I got the good vinegars, and of course, I got the good ham, the Black Forest ham. You have to know your foods. You know what's in a birthday cake, extra sugar, extra salt, extra oil, and MSG, but you also need to know what's in your ham. You got to know your hams, right, Jan? Tell us about Black Forest ham.
I'm Jan from Kitchen Kitchen. And have you ever wondered how Black Forest ham is made? It's actually made in the Black Forest region of Germany. The regional specialty is internationally famous, and it is often imitated by pork producers in other parts of the world. By tradition, Black Forest ham is a boneless smoked ham, which means that the chef must trim the hind leg of a pig before curing it. To make Black Forest ham, chefs start by rubbing the ham in a mixture of salt, garlic, coriander, juniper pepper, and an assortment of other spices. The ham is allowed to dry cure for 2 weeks before the salt is scraped off, and the ham cures for an additional 2 weeks. During the smoking process, the ham acquires a rich flavor and a deep red color.
Yes, this is critical. This is important. You got to know your hams. You got to know your hams. You got to know all your food. And don't think that it's just about tea or ham. You also got to know your chicken. So for help with knowing your chicken, let's go back to Chibo Mato. They do know their chicken, and they're going to teach you how to know your chicken. This is critical, so pay attention.
International House of Chickens. I know my chickens. So
Magenta, the other was blue.
Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. That was Chibo Mato with Know Your Chicken. So we can thank Chibo Mato for helping us to understand the foods we eat, because you got to know your chicken. You got to know your ham. And really, you should also know your bananas.
Banana.
Or your banana.
Banana.
I mean, it all depends. This is just, I can't impress this upon you enough.
Banana.
You got to know your banana. I mean your chicken. I mean your ham. You got to know your food, people. And I'm starting to get really hungry. Yada. What am I going to eat? Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to eat sandwiches today. But I also bought some corn tortilla chips and some salsa, and I got my guacamole, so maybe I'll save that for tonight. I don't know. But while I'm sitting here thinking about food, because that's about all I ever think about, well, that and tea, and, well, you know, dice, and, you know, my cat, you know, and, you know, marmots, and, you know, mushrooms, and, you know, and, you know, okay, goddamn, we gotta get into some music right now. Everybody loves music. And everybody loves, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do for some crazy music that you're not expecting? What would you expect least? Oh, great. Thanks for stopping. Amy Grant.
Okay. Just this minute.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you cannot possibly tell me that you fell for that one this time. I mean, come on. Amy Grant on the Dubious Goals Committee? Good Lord, man, you should have known that was a setup. Because it was. Oh, it never gets old. And, you know, I got to tell you, I have to admit, I really enjoy thinking up new ways to get Girlfriend Vietnam in there. I really do. It's become an obsession. What the hell is wrong with me? Oh my God. But I gotta tell you, $15 to buku. Oh, holy crap, where's my tea? If it seems like I'm a little punchy today, if it seems like I'm a little I don't know. Not all here? Aren't I usually not all here? Well, the truth of the matter is... Oh, good dahong pao. Man, I had a weird night. I had a weird, rough night. I could not fall asleep. And then when I eventually did fall asleep, it was sometime around 4:30. Last time I looked at the clock, it was about 4:15 a.m., and then I woke up at 8 o'clock, and I could not go back to sleep, and I felt weird, but not in any of the regular weird ways. Like, my leg didn't hurt. I was actually laying here, and I was thinking, wow, my leg doesn't hurt. Just don't stand up, Tobe. Whatever you do, don't stand up. So I laid there for a while, for half an hour, going, I can't go back to sleep, I can't go back to sleep. And So I just had to get up. It was too early. But I was happy. I was happy that I got to, you know, I woke up and I said, well, at least maybe if I get up, at least I can eat my pepperoni and waffles, because pepperoni and waffles is the greatest thing ever. Breakfast. It's delicious. Breakfast. It's for what's for dinner. Mm. So, yeah, I'm running on some sleep deprivation. That's good. High humidity is apparently the problem. Apparently it rained overnight, but it's hot now. It's 90 degrees. It's 90 degrees plus outdoors, along with it just rained super high humidity. So that humidity gets into my house, and I got my dehumidifier going full blast, and I'm trying to keep it cool in here and keep the humidity down, but my house is still about 50% humidity, which is about 50% too much. And I'm not happy about it. I'm a little bit itchy. I'm a little bit weird. And I'm starting to stink. I can smell myself. And I can't take a bath because it's too humid. Although, I gotta figure out some way to take, like, a really fast bath. Like, either way. So somehow, Or maybe I'll just have to wait until tonight. I don't know. Is it going to get drier in here? How am I going to take a bath? I got to take a bath and drink some tea in the bath. That's not the best idea today. What the best idea today is to drink some iced tea. I did make iced tea yesterday. I had lots of leaf left over from all my tea drinking. As soon as I'm done with a certain batch of leaf, I save it. And then I wait until I have two batches of used leaf, which usually takes about, that can take almost a week, or up to a week, or even more than a week, but regardless. Eventually, I have a huge pile of leaf, which I then make into iced tea by boiling it. And I'm not going to tell you how long for or what else I do to it, because this is secret tea. My secret iced tea. And I made some yesterday, and I actually drank some last night. I made it in the morning, and I was thirsty at about 2 o'clock a.m. last night. And so I was drinking tea, thinking, wow, this is really good. Because it was Jinjin Mei and Dahong Pao together. Yeah, the Super To blend. And it's really good, but I think I still feel like it needs some kind of extra edge. So I'm thinking about throwing something else into it, but I don't know what else. I'm thinking about, when I make it, I might put in, like, halfway or more through the boiling, I might throw in something else, some other kind of tea, maybe a black tea. I'm not sure. I keep thinking about it, but I haven't figured it out yet. What is it that I want out of my iced tea? How do I achieve the iced tea satisfaction that I'm looking for? I'm so close. I'm just missing a little bit of something. I'm not sure exactly what I need to do. Do I need to add in some other tea? Do I need to add in some kind of flavoring of oil flavor? Do I need to add bergamot? You know, like if I was making Earl Grey. No. Do I need to add clove oil if I was making, you know, chai or something? No, I don't want that. What other oils do I have? I have oil of nutmeg. That's not what I want. Oh, wait. I know. I have isoamyl acetate, which is known as oil of banana.
Banana.
Oil of banana.
Banana.
That's right. I've got a whole bottle, like 50 milliliters of banana. Oil, which is isoamyl acetate. Do I want to add banana? You know, you might have thought that I just did that as comedy because, you know, we got to throw in some more Uncle Grandfather and his bananas, right? No. I'm actually considering banana flavored tea because Jinjin Mei has this weird fruitiness to it. Oh, apples. That's what it is. When people drink Jinjin Mei, they say, oh, gosh, it tastes like apples, or it tastes like apple skins, or it tastes like fruit. It's a very fruity flavored tea, kind of like how a habanero is a very fruity flavored chili pepper. And oh my god, don't you just love habaneros? Yes, greatest chili pepper ever. Oh, they're so fruity and so delicious. So I'm thinking maybe this is what I want to do. I want to add something to the tea, maybe to help bring out that sort of fruity flavor of the Jinjin Mei. So what do I need? Do I actually need to put apples in it or get some apple skins and boil up some apple skins with the... No, that doesn't make any sense. Maybe I really do just need to use the banana. I don't know. These are things that we need to consider because of banana. Do not take these things lightly. This is very serious business. And I tell you this as a public service. That's right. You can consider this a public service announcement. You must know your rights.
This is a public service announcement with guitar.
Know Your Rights by The Clash. A song that is more important today than it ever has been since the day it was written. Know Your Rights. All three of them. Number one, you have the right not to be killed. Unless it's by a policeman or an aristocrat. Yeah, The Clash. Ladies and gentlemen, come back, Joe. Come back to us, Joe. We need Joe Strummer now more than we ever have. And if we could just bring Joe Strummer back to life and hook him up with Chuck D, maybe we could get something done. Maybe we could start that revolution. You know what the problem is? Chairs. Think of all the people. Think of all the people in power around the world. All the governments. All the presidents and the kings and queens. What are they sitting on? They're sitting on chairs. Yeah. You think that's a coincidence? No. Chairs. They are the root of all evil. You don't see me sitting in a chair, do you? Oh, hell no. You're not going to see me sitting in a chair and eating a banana or some weird-ass crap like that. Not around here.
No.
Yeah, thanks, Uncle Grandfather. No. This is the Dubious Goals Committee.
No.
With bananas. But I gotta go. I'm gonna go smash some more chairs and know my rights. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.